This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly three-quarters of South Korean businesses would be willing to make an investment in North Korea if sanctions were lifted, according to a survey of 167 companies there. Netflix recently surpassed Disney to become the most valuable media company at $158 billion. A hands-off, pants-on ordinance is being proposed in Chicago to protect hotel workers that, among other things, would require issuing a panic button to the workers to stop sexual harassment or attacks. Reflecting the affordable housing crisis of 2016, 20% or 64 million people live with older relatives, more than at any other time since 1950. The historic Korean summit ends with no guarantees and a commitment from President Trump to cease joint military exercises with South Korea, leaving many skeptical of progress. Amazon succeeded in getting the city council in Seattle to vote 7-2 to repeal a head tax on corporations for their workers that they had approved unanimously a month ago to fund housing for the homeless. A warning to cities that see the company's second location as a huge win. Cheesecake Factory and its janitorial contractor were found liable for millions of dollars in back wages for denying breaks and not paying for overtime hours in Southern California, sending a message that businesses are accountable for wage theft, not just their subcontractors. Vietnam and a further crackdown on the internet has now passed legislation requiring Facebook, Google, and others to store their Vietnam-based users' data on servers in their country. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder's group, the National Redistricting Foundation, has filed suit challenging specific congressional districts in Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana, claiming discrimination against black voters in what should be majority-minority districts. Apple says that since 2013, it has responded to more than 55,000 requests from the U.S. government seeking information about more than 208,000 devices, accounts, or financial identifiers. Apple has now moved to plug an iPhone port that will hide data from the police. The decline of coal has lowered CO2 emissions in the U.S.'s power sector 27% below 2005 levels. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, a local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.